Welcome to the second edition of Wealthopia Generation. This is Mary Angela Moore broadcasting from the Republic of the Philippines, better known as the Pearl of the Orient Seas. On behalf of Douglas Newsom, based in our California, USA, BBS RTV studio, warm welcome to all of you. Stay tuned. So, what is in store for us today? What is in store for us is real excitement and, at the same time, real educational. So, when I went to Mecca Forest last January, Architect Yuma toured me around Mecca Forest Villas. And there were like several things that struck me the most, but there were three things that I'd like to share with you. First one was how to make an adobe made out of termite soil, loam, and many other kinds of soil that you might not have heard before. One thing that was touching during that tour was that I never had thought of termites being important, because what we do is we terminate termites, right? Because they are house, you know, destroyers. But with Architect Yuma, it made me realize that we need a habitat, a special habitat for termites, because they do help because man-made adobe is made out of termite and other concoctions of soils. Number two, what was also very interesting, and I was awe-stricken when I saw a swimming pool made out of clay, not out of cement, but clay. The filtration was not made out of the filtration that, you know, we usually do, but it was made out of charcoal, and the sanitation of the swimming pool was due to some lichens or some microorganisms that would eat germs. Fantastic. Okay, and the third was also something that I should say enchanting, because there was a nook at Mecca Forest Villa that has a special kind of energy that grounds you to Mother Earth and grounds you to the trees and the bamboos and the giant ferns and the flowers. I couldn't explain how I felt, but I hope that virtually you'll be able to experience it. So that's what Architect Yumang will be doing. And we'll be doing for all of us during this episode. And I hope that you will be able to learn from him. Now, I'd like, for those of you who might not have heard me introduce our special guest for today, let me just, you know, go a little bit of a rundown about his credentials, okay? So, our guest for today is the founder and property developer of this, Mecca Forest, a regenerative forest, or I should say the only regenerative forest in the Philippines, if not in the whole world. He is an environmental planner and a conferred ASEAN architect with a specialization on regenerative architecture. He is a pioneer graduate of one of the better universities here, known as Polytechnic University of the Philippines. He is also the president and CEO of his own Yumang Design Construction and Development Company, and he was the former Secretary General of the United Architects of the Philippines. All right, so without further ado, let's welcome him back, the very knowledgeable, the formidable, the God sent, the heaven sent, regenerative architect Ronnie Yumang. Yay.
Good afternoon, Angela, the Philippines, and the to all our listeners on different parts of the world. Thank you once again for having me back to talk about regenerative architecture. Last time was really fun, and I hope you all had a great time listening and understanding. I am more very enthusiastic and cannot contain my excitement, Angela.
Looking forward. And we are also very much excited to hear another segment from you, because we really had learned a lot from you, and which I already had said during the introduction. So before Architect Yumang will show you around the wonderful Maca Forest, let's pause for some reminders. Stick around. Architect Yumang, you know what? You're awesome. Because before I went to Maca Forest, I thought that, you know, the termites just need to be exterminated totally. They should have no place on Earth. But having heard you and having seen the man-made adobe made me realize that termites also need to have a place in this world. Thank you. Thank you. That should be attributed to you. Oh, thank you so much for that learning. Okay. Another thing that I've noticed is that you didn't buy those materials, right? You just got them from some sort of earth around Alfonso. So was it more expensive getting all those source, because you need to pay human resource to mine all those, or was it more economical?
Yeah, I was very conscious at first because I want to live very minimal. And as I have mentioned last time, we almost live on a monastic kind of living. No? I was, in fact, greatly inspired by the frugal innovation or jugad that was originated from India. Thus, learning the wisdom from our ancestors and the environment surrounding them, which passed on to several generations, really is very enlightening. I'm really onto learning from these Eastern wisdom, Angela. No? By using dirt, clay, and the available site resources, I reduced my cost to almost 60%.
60%
to 80%.
Wow.
60 to 80%. Because the abundant clay.
60 or 80? Did I?
60 to 80%. It's ranging between that amount, depending on how are you going to buy alien materials like
alien
cement.
Alien materials from Mars? From Jupiter? What do you mean by alien materials?
I told you, these are the very principles of Jugad innovations. Uh-huh. This is some sort of a life hack by the Indians. No? And we may laugh at it, we may laugh on them, but they actually send a mission to Mars because of the Jugad innovation. We need to learn from them. We need to learn from these concept, no? Using this dirt, by using this clay which is available on our site, no? I turned it into rammed earth, no? Rammed earth walls, mud pond, bio pool, which we showed earlier when you went here, Angela. We turned it into an earthen cooker, earthen blocks. But the possibilities become endless, no? Frugal living can be very liberating. It is not about being cheap and of inferior quality. Remember that. Mm-hmm. Frugal living is spending less on things that do not matter much, and divesting the resources where it's practicable. Mm-hmm. Leaving too little to nothing will leave you in amazement. Just like us, no? Minimalist lifestyle. Like the wabi-sabi concept again, by the Japanese, minimalist lifestyle will give you a feeling of lightness, peace, tranquility, and build your sense of self. Nothingness is a virtue. In fact, When you're hungry, you have full of wisdom, Angela. It will unleash the most innovative solution in order to thrive.
Always I'm reviewing that. That. Yes, I'd experienced that. I mean, you know. Yeah. Okay, poverty is the mother of innovations. Okay.
Innovation.
All right. Now, will you show them around the pond? I mean, the swimming pool? All right. Okay. But before they will watch your wonderful swimming pool, let's pause for some reminders from our sponsors. Stick around.
We explored the benefits of Earth by constructing our mud pool. The same clay that traps water in rivers and streams taught us a good lesson. We learned and copied nature. The abundance of clay and loam on site mix with little percentage of cement and termite soil, known for its pure clay particles and charcoal having a natural antibacterial properties, and voila! We now have a frugal innovation pool anybody can make in their own backyard. In fact, one of my staffs was inspired building for his family a very cheap cost where almost everything is available in your own land. We also build pavements and fire pit by ramming earth excavated from our land. The strength of this structure relies on the right mix of soil, clay, with very little cement. You can have a stabilized rammed earth by putting steel bars, but we prefer using the ancient technique of bamboo as reinforcement. These ancient materials and techniques, passed on several hundreds of generations, may be primitive to others, but it is our modern and practical solution to regenerate our environment, because the ecosystem is a serious business for us.
So aside from the jugad that you said, well, you know, in the Philippines, we in the Philippines also have our own indigenous wisdom from our ancestors. So what other creative wisdom did you use to develop Maka Forest Villas? Well, you know, it's known as the very first regenerative community in the Philippines. So I can't imagine what kind of wisdom you have in order for you to come up with an idea like this. So share it with us.
Okay. We learned how nature works by observing the plants, the birds, the ants, insects, and how they actually react on their environment, Angela. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, the buildup of ants around you, the low-flying birds, their uneasiness is telling you about the changing weather, the storm or earthquake, similar to how our ancestors read the weather. That has something to do with the low air quality or the low air of the surrounding. So that's the reason why they are reacting to it. We use also charcoal to clean our water. We use forest produce as our medicine. We cut the tree trunk to use for construction needs. The trunk will regenerate again and will give us new wood in no time. We avoid using cement or any other aggregates that are being quarried, Angela. No? We respect the soil by not using any chemical, but through only by bioremediation. No? We believe on this. We believe on these things because this is the habitat of other living organisms. We don't see them. We don't see them, but they are important for the growth of life. Unlike human loss, I created a community that has a bigger natural to built environment ratio, similar to our ancestral practices. They have bigger spaces to plant. The ecosystem becomes a serious business for us. It becomes a very serious business for us. It will give us the resources we will need if we follow nature's unwritten rule, Angela. We started creating a small community developing the Maka Forest Villa through crowdfunding model. It comprises of 10 units of houses of about 100 square meters. And of course, they're all made of rammed earth and timbers. We have glue laminated timber. For now, it is imported, but eventually we are looking forward to making our own. I believe on using timber. As I have mentioned earlier, if you get timber, it will regenerate. Unlike non-renewable materials like cement and gravels, no? Aggregates such as that. So 70% will be covered with native and endemic trees, teeming with biodiverse life, Angela. So this model of regenerative principles, the communities that thrive in co-creative collaboration with the site's ecosystem. The structures are primarily made of renewable and regenerative materials. No? We also embrace small living, the tiny homes set up, Angela. We embrace that because we don't believe on too big of a house set.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, yes. I would like to reserve for myself and for my partner, maybe the, okay, I'm sure he'd like the ecotone cliff. Oh, yeah. Like when you wake up, you see the sky and you see the forest. And you, okay. And you said that you will be using screen instead of a glass. You can enjoy the fresh aroma of the forest, the scent. Right. The scent of the flowers and the aroma of coffee, because that place is a coffee land. We love coffee here. But okay, kidding aside, do you have a clip for the divine place, that place where there's an immense energy pulling you to the ground and to the earth? And as a result, if you do meditate, you will get healed. Do you have that clip? Are you going to
show it? I have that on the video. It's inclusive. It's included there already, Angela.
Ah, all right. So, okay. So, Ronnie is going to bring you to the third station, like what I told you, the grounding place to Mother Earth, which can cause you healing if you will learn how to meditate in that spot, okay? In a spot like that, rather. Okay, so, words from our sponsors. We'll be back.
The way we pattern ourselves is highly evident how we respect other species and their habitat. Here at Maka Forest Villas, we are sensitive how we can closely reconnect our rhythms with the energies of nature. Slowly, we improve the spots where we see biotic life by introducing low-impact man's spaces and start reconnecting with other species. We introduce walking meditation or spiritual grounding, reconnecting you to the earth and your spiritual self to your physical self. Our contemplative gardens and forest bathing opens your senses to the natural surroundings, experiencing the tranquil feel of peace and well-being. By seriously restoring and enhancing the site's ecosystem, it gave us healthier environment and therefore improved people's lifestyle. We belong to a single earth. We are all connected and never should be separated.
Before I give back the floor to Architect Yumang, I would just like to mention that this kind of environment is not wishy-washy, okay? It is kind of strict. They would like a community with like-minded people. So Architect Yumang will screen the people who would like to live in Maka Forest. So how many families can you accommodate in there? And what characteristics of people do you expect or will you accept to be your neighbors in Maka Forest?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We are actually wanted to be with the like-minded people, Angela. We want to look for people who do have a very clear direction on how are they going to also protect the environment and how to live the same thing like what we do. To be able to do that, I cannot do it alone. That's the reason why it's a lifestyle. We need young generation as well to be able to pass on to different generations this kind of thinking. We have to do it quickly as possible because, of course, we are the resources that we have right now are depleting faster than it can recover itself. So what we need is to make it very clear to people the benefits of living and reconnecting to nature. After that, my goal is to make it into a bioregion, to make it into a bigger place, into a people that has a real connection to nature.
Minded. Yes. Okay. So thank you so much. This is so unique and I'm so proud of you. You are God sent. I mean, what else can I say? So yeah, please give your parting words, any advice, brief advice that you can give to our viewers.
Yeah. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to discuss regenerative architecture once again, Angela. This is such a very important discussion, reaching people who think the same as ours, no? Who chooses to reconnect with the patterns and the rhythms of nature. I really hope that people will join me on this very important advocacy of ours. It's not just talking. No? It's not about talking per se, but we want to walk the talk. No? We want people to join us and let us roam the earth and regenerate. Thank you very much, yes. Angela. Once again.
Roam this earth and regenerate. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. Well, this is not the last time. We will still have series and series more. But okay. Thank you so much, Architect Human. Thank you so much, Ronnie, for the tour. I'm sure that we all had learned from you, and I'm sure that our audience are already trying to make up their mind as to how they're going to practice regenerative kind of life. Well, in my case, just after listening to the first edition, I already made up my mind to write some few steps as to how I can live a regenerative kind of life within the confines of my home, with my family, and with the entire community. So take dainty little steps. You know what, folks? Once a decision had been made, a new path will open. My wish is that a new path to a new paradise-like world will start in each one of us. On behalf of BBS RTV, California, USA station, this is Mary Angela Moore once again, thanking all of you and welcoming you to our next episode. So just a teaser for our next episode. Our next episode will showcase natural healing for humanity and for the entire world. So what is in store? We will be featuring Ave Berry in the UK. Our guest speaker is also a very able resource speaker for healing, you know. So I would like you to tune in once again and be enriched through our show. It is an honor to serve you, and thank you so much for allowing me to serve you in my own small way. Thank you so much. From today, a new earth, a path for a new earth had started with you making a decision to live a regenerative lifestyle, choosing eco versus ego. Bye for now.